This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. We told you the other day about some of the antitrust problems the proposed AT&T-Time Warner merger is running into at the Justice Department, centered in large part around CNN. Today, different federal regulators, different media companies, different results. This afternoon, the FCC, the Federal Communications Commission, approved a rule change that appears to clear the way for the conservative Sinclair Broadcast Group to buy Tribune Media. It's a local news story in a way with some national implications, as Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman explains.
To federal regulators, it appears there's a big difference between this.
This is CNN.
And this.
Working for you in the spirit of Arkansas, this is Channel 7 News.
That last one is a Little Rock news station. It's owned by Sinclair, seeking FCC approval to buy Tribune and reach into more than 70% of U.S. households. But the Justice Department may not let AT&T keep CNN if it buys Time Warner. That's so AT&T, with its dominance in mobile and internet, doesn't gain too much market power.
There are two very different signals being sent there.
Al Tompkins studies the media industry at the Poynter Institute. He says with Sinclair,
you have one agency of the federal government that's saying bigger is not necessarily worse. In fact, bigger may be the survival mechanism for media today.
While another agency is challenging AT&T, asking,
now, how big can you be?
Jonathan Taplin at USC's Annenberg Innovation Lab says Sinclair's buying spree will squelch diversity.
A huge part of the population still gets information from local news, especially an older demographic or not on Facebook or Google. And we've never seen a station group control this much of the country.
But the times may be a-changin'. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.